What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas. K-State University. Of course, it's storming out here in KC this morning. Of course, Sunday. Let's go ahead and have a thunderstorm for a little bit. He has to record his podcast. August 16th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest postcast edition of this K-State pod. Again, make sure you do. Go ahead. Well, first off, if you're not subscribed, go ahead and do that right now. Same thing, yes. After you get done, listen to this episode. Or go back, listen to the episodes this past week. Definitely make sure you go ahead and leave us a rating. That would be great. I know I haven't said this a whole lot on the duration of the show, but I know we got listeners. I know we got listeners out there. Thanks to our great downloads, or however you want to look at it. But anyways, yes, I know we got listeners out there, folks. But please, you know, it doesn't take you an hour or 2 hours or whatever. It doesn't take you a minute, less than a minute to do so. Rate us there as well. You want to be a part of the action. Towards the end of the summer here, towards the end of this thunderstorm, usual Sunday thunderstorm or whatever that is, definitely make sure you are locked in this action, everyday action of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Speaking of thunderstorms, of course, this is the postcast for K-State Women's Soccer. And this game, this match got moved a day early and a time as well. With the unfortunate events going on, weather, the folks down in Hawaii dealing with that tropical storm Layla. So they had to move everything around a little bit to yesterday late afternoon's game, right? So there's that. And then, of course, using that, continue the whole weather theme here, after K-State, I was trailing in this match here, and K-State just put it on. This Hawaii team, and K-State sweeps their opponents during the Outrigger soccer kickoff. Why did I miss that? I don't know. I missed a couple of things. already the start of the season. Well, got the opening day match wrong. Well, I thought it was going to be two. I thought it was going to be two preseason games. Was only one. So there's that, and of course, and I thought Hawaii was going to be the first team, first matchup, not a second matchup, but anyways, the bigger deal here is, whether it's Seattle, Iowa, it don't matter, right? K-State Women's Soccer goes to 2-0 on the season there, after trailing this game. Gabby Demers tied this match in the first half there, which in the 28th minute there as well. So you have that to go on as well. We're going to take a look at into the box score, how K-State rallied back from a 1-0 deficit there, as Hawaii did strike first in this match, not even 5 minutes into the game there, as K-State allowed its first goal in 2026 there, too early in this game. It's like, all right, you know, this is how this is going to go. Right, but Gabby Demers tied the game there, and then I believe this was the second half. Yes, so this match was tied up at one apiece. Ena Pagano tied with a go-ahead goal right there in the 46th minute there. McKinnon Brasso with a save there as well. And then I mentioned her before. Let's not forget about this lady returning on the soccer team. Allison Marshall with a little assurance there. 5 to 6 minutes later, these goals were scored very quickly across the board. Whereas Hawaii, 9 and 5 minutes in the game, and that was it for Hawaii. They did not score again in this matchup there, and Allison Marshall put any doubt of a tie in this situation with an insurance goal there in the 51st minute. K-State 3, Hawaii 1, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, Postcast Edition, all things Katie Sports here. As weather is moving out here, I did think about going on a little bit of a small run. Well, obviously that didn't happen because I'm hopping on here instead to this podcast, right? And so there's that. Now I will have a decision after in a shift before we post where we're going here. I'm doing a few things right now. So finally was able to take care of one. Hopefully by this weekend we'll take care of a couple of other things there as well. This is EGT running. so yeah, man, it's just like, oh, now what you gonna do given the circumstances, whatnot. So I can't raise too many things, right? So next weekend is a definite potentially. So there's that. But I'm gonna have to trade in a weekend. So I'm gonna have to wait. I'm basically gonna have to work right straight on through Saturday if I choose to do that, which that's probably gonna be planned anyways. And somebody else is gonna have to come in on Sunday because I think what's gonna happen, we are truly, man, off the sluggish start this morning. But yeah, probably I think we're gonna try to get a couple of races in to cap off this month, which on the EG3 side has been pretty good. So we're gonna do that. I know I'm crossing over. We'll take a little break. And we'll get back to soccer in a minute with these shots on goal, which K-State ran away with it 16-7 with shots. I would say this little stat here right beside it, shots on goal 6, Hawaii 3, saves Hawaii 3, K-State 2, corner kicks. Hawaii didn't have not one corner kick in this game, in this match. Not one. K-State had all of them. 9-0. Woo! Offsides, 2-0 K-State, and fouls. Hawaii had a bunch of them. 9-2 as K-State ups their record now to 2-0 with a complete sweep there during the Outrigger Soccer Classic kickoff. Same damn thing where they shut out Seattle. What was that, Thursday? And then turn around, rally back from a early deficit to knock off Hawaii last night to go to 2-0 on the season there as well in this ball game there. So I already said that there as well. Oh boy, let me see there. Yeah, so let me see. So this is an interesting stat here on this early Sunday morning. So apparently, I already mentioned K-State this time offensively, and I was again complaining on this podcast prior to this tournament here to start off the season, the 2026 season for the Lady Wildcats on the soccer field, that this off, if K-State is going to move up a ladder a little bit more this season, they have got to start putting the ball in the net more often than relying on their elite defense. We know the defense is there, and they gave that goal, the early goal, and that was it for that defense for the Lady Wildcats. But they're gonna win and get more games this year, and avoid more tie situation, which kicked them out of the Big 12 tournament last year, tying up with Iowa State. They gotta put the ball more in the net. The Allison Marshalls, the Rylan Wintals of the world. How about Gabby DeMears stepping up to the plate and delivering to tie that game? A sophomore last night there as well. That was a huge answer by this team. And how about this? K-State way over 500 when they hold the advantage in total shots there. And so far in the Colin Corbin era, just by itself, overall, they're still solid, but Colin Corbin, 9-3-4 when they have the advantage there as well. Let me see here. So, Demirs, let's see. scored a third career goal at K-State yesterday afternoon, early evening there, and also set a career high for a goal, shots on goal, had four of them. So Demir is being the aggressor that you need, and you miss a Hannah Palmer again, being an energized about that's unfortunate. Again, I've mentioned her absence from this team this year, obviously, and again, I don't know where she transferred to, but she was a menace last year, sitting up people and then wrecking havoc on the offensive end. That you're gonna need ladies to do that. Gabby Demir stepped in. I know it's just one game, but you need that consistency, right? Colin Klein said that earliest week in the press conference, as far as football goes. You need consistency. And like putting the ball in the net more often, right? I'm not trying to rain down this parade. Hashtag, it's already rained here already. That's why I'm on this mic right now. I was going to be on the mic anyway, regardless, because the fact that, hey, there was a game last night. We got to talk about it for a little bit there as well. Reese Roldrod made her 43rd career consecutive start in a collegiate career last night there. And let me see. And this was last night also was her 53rd collegiate starter game. And played all the minutes last night. so there's that. Anyways, the rest of the starters, Rylan Lintow is quiet in this game, but hey, when you have teammates, that it can be anybody's night when it comes to soccer. And so you're going to have to rely on the rest of your teammates to step up and stand out. Lintow, Lily Hendrickson, McKinnon Braswell, Maddie Sibling, the goalkeeper, started that core. And then let me finish this up here. Coley Dilbeck, 14 straight match. Langley Myers made her 11th start last night there as well. So this core right here, Rintal, Hendrickson, Braswell, Sibling, 20 straight starts after last night, right? So there's that there as well. Colleen Corbin, we're going to go right to here real quick for a wrap up the show here, this postcast here, K-State 3. Hawaii won here on the Pro Bunch of Podcast, All Things K Sports. K-State leaves Hawaii. And again, prayers out to Hawaii as they're dealing with that tropical storm. And that's why things got moved up. If you listen to yesterday's episode, came on here and said, hey, there's a match move up because of, unfortunately, the weather down there. But hopefully everybody stays safe down there in the state of Hawaii. Eddie Greer, Pro Bunch of Podcast, All Things K Sports. Here on another postcast edition of this Wildcat podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the show, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast there as well. All right, so head coach Corbin last night on the response after Hawaii scoring that goal. Quote, we were obviously disappointed to concede a early goal. Hold on a second. Okay, conceded an early goal, but however, more disappointed to concede so early. However, the team responded positively and was able to generate momentum and start to create chances to get us back into the game, end quote, there as well. And then continue on here saying, and this is about Gabby Demir's tying that ball game and having a huge impact on that game. Before we do that, we're going to step aside for a minute and take a timeout here after this. Welcome back to the second postcast of the season for K-State women's soccer. If you want to count the preseason, third, as K-State wins it in Hawaii, 3-1 last night. Eddie Greer, another edition of the Spurs Podcast. Back to Gabby Demir's from head coach Colin Corbin last night. Quote, Gabby's goal was critical to get us back into the game and shifting the energy in our favor. She had a spark today and definitely caused their back line some real problems. Gabby has been training and competing at such a high level, so I am really happy for her to get rewarded and see the ball hit the back of the net, end quote, there as well. And I'm going to say real quick, we're going to end this podcast postcast with a defense there. from Coach Corbin, saying, quote, after the first 20 minutes, the staff and I were able to see some areas that we felt like we could address, so we decided to make a few tactical changes. We made those changes in the run of play, and I am incredibly proud of the team for being able to adjust on the fly and stifle them defensively, while also immediately being able to generate way more offensive action, end quote, there as well. Yeah, see, this is interesting, because I don't think one time, now maybe, again, I didn't go to no soccer games last year, at least no home games anyway, so there's that, but I think that's the first time I've heard or read on the Pro Butcher podcast, All This Kansas Sports, that Colin Corbin herself and her staff making changes. I mean, we see it all the time in football. Basketball, you see it sometimes with a lack of defense. But that's either here or there right now. But football mainly, you see it. Teams make adjustments. You come out the second half. Or if it's bad enough, you make a change right there. This is the first time, and I got to call out what it is. First time that I've seen Colin Corbin, head coach of this women's soccer team, and her staff make the changes. And this was early. Again, this goal that gave up, okay, that K-State got Hawaii, and again, this could have been a huge dagger. Because you fall behind like that. Now, again, this is college, so, again, K-State would have bounced back anyway. They went straight, but any other day or any other afternoon, you give a goal like that, early, 9 and 5 minutes in the ball game, that is demoralizing. That is demoralizing, and to see, and even just read that right there, that is very encouraging. To make those changes, whatever they did, Hawaii didn't do nothing for the rest of the game. So despite all that, yeah, they scored, what, in the fourth minute? And let's see, that's 86 minutes of shutout ball right there. So, again, since the duration of this podcast, K-State soccer, whether, again, that's Coach Corbin, or Mike DeBeanie, who set the foundation for this team along for a long time, right, for a decade, right, of defense, right? They've always known about that. But again, if K-State is going to continue to continue to climb this ladder, winning games, you need your defense, which, again, the defense shut them out, and great coaching decisions. So kudos to Colin Corbin and her staff for doing that and putting the ball in the back of the net more times than not will be so helpful for this team. So, again, shout out to everybody, really, across the board yesterday on this victory. And now, looking ahead a little bit here, I know I'm going to get to Allison Marshall this week on the podcast here. So, Family Music, yeah, Family Music Park. I need to double check that. I need to double check that real quick. I know Ethan Fitzgerald, our guy, said something last night here. Yeah, well, we're going to say Buser Family Park. So Ethan said Buser Park, whatever. But Buser Family Park there, Missouri State, comes to Manhattan, Kansas this week on Thursday to kick off the home schedule for your K-State Ladies Soccer after going undefeated to start the season out there in Hawaii. Now, you host Missouri State. There's been already, including my conversation yesterday, while on a big run with unpredictability, which I was not expecting that. But anyways, Missouri State, our second favorite team, comes to Manhattan, and this match will start. Oh, no, I lost train of thought right there. I lost the page. Yeah, so 5 o'clock. So, I don't know when. School should be starting. School should be starting. Classes should be starting soon out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So, you're in the area or getting ready to get your semester started, definitely go out there and support your women's soccer team as they host Missouri State this upcoming Thursday at 5. So there's that, while I'm dealing with allergies yet again. We're going to step aside one more time. We'll close this postcast. This turns out to be a 20-minute here in a minute. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it! We're a podcast from Freeman Daily Orange Court. Case E content. It's been a weird postcast this morning. As I'm recording this morning here, of course, weather has forced me to change some things and all that. But the main thing, we're getting this episode in. This will come out tonight. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. We are underway with coverage of your Wildcat sports football right around the corner. Now, I did see something about being canceled. I don't believe that yet. I see nothing definite. So there's, I don't know what. See, this is. And this is the other problem with social media. People can update stuff and whatnot, and you have to double check people. Whatever. But far as I know, Nichols, September 5th, the Colin Klein era of K-State football will begin there. I mean, there's too many Collins or Colleens there, but there's that as well. So make sure you kstatesports.com for more information there. Of course, we'll have reaction after every K-State football game. Yes, sir, we're bringing that back. Yet again, I'm excited for it, so we'll see what happens there. Obviously, men's and women's basketball will come later on this fall. Men's and women's golf will be starting as well. And cross-country also will be starting up next month as well. We're going to get to that. I'm going to do my best to get to that, along with the positional player previews continuing as we will continue to count you down to kickoff at Bill Steiner Family Stadium as well. So there's that as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation, and thank you for bearing in here on this weird Sunday morning. It's been, yeah, definitely on my game a little bit. Definitely off my game. It's probably because I have to go to work. And yeah, there's going to be a change there as well. A definite change there for sure. But anyways, getting off that work subject. Anyways, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Again, another reminder, please, if you have, I know you have a minute, please go rate us. That will help out other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Of course, it's going to start raining when I leave here. K-State 3, Hawaii 1, go Cats.